Nolte, Democrat-run Chicago only city with lower population today than in 2000. By John Nolte on March 15, 2024. Out of 25 major cities, Democrat-run Chicago is the only one to have experienced a net population loss compared to the year 2000. Since 2000, Chicago has lost 231,000 people net despite the fact that the U.S. population has increased from 281.4 million to 341 million. With 60 million more people, Chicago lost nearly a quarter of a million souls. How is that even possible? During the pandemic years of 2021 and 2022, the once great Windy City lost a net total of 79,000 and 77,000 people, respectively. Between July 2022 and July 2023, that number slowed to a net loss of 16,000, which is considered the normal for a city in decline for the last quarter century. The only cities that suffered a net loss of more population than Chicago in 2023 were the Democrat-run Los Angeles, down 71,000, and the Democrat-run New York City, down 65,000. Meanwhile, in the same state of Texas, Houston and Dallas saw a net growth of 100,000 each. In all, reports Wire points, the Chicago area lost more than 172,000 people during the pandemic period, the nation's fourth worst loss behind only New York City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Since 2020, Democrat-run New York has lost 492,298 people. Los Angeles is down 379,447. San Francisco is missing 173,877. This isn't just the insane pandemic lockdowns chasing people away. It's the George Floyd riots, crime, taxes, and public schools tossing out academic basics while embracing grooming disguised as transgender nonsense. The collapse of Chicago. CPD releases footage showing four armed robberies from February to March. To people my age, the idea that these cities, specifically Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, are losing population seems impossible. Growing up in the 70s and 80s, even during the post-60s crime spike, there was an aura around these cities. Chicago was my kind of town. San Francisco was the city by the bay. Los Angeles was the city of dreams. And New York. Where do I begin? New York City was everything. These cities were where your dreams came true, where the future was hatched. Everything that mattered, that was exciting and new, came from these cities. And while very few people from these cities ever traveled to where I grew up, a whole lot of people from where I grew up traveled to these cities. Me? I've traveled to all four and lived for 9 years in one. How could these magical, romantic cities made famous? Magical. And romantic by Michael Mann, Cole Porter, Nora Ephron, Woody Allen, Alfred Hitchcock, John Hughes, Robert Altman, Spike Lee, Andrew Davis, Frank Sinatra, and Tony Bennett be dying. Easy. In a word. Democrats. I'm not even talking about the politicians. I'm talking about the idiot Democrats who vote for these destructive politicians. You had it all. You really did. Hey. It's no skin off my nose. I live here. Idiots. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.